This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's our weekly time to chat about the important issues. According to Talkers Magazine, we're going to go through the charts for the week of July 13th to the 17th here with the DJV gang. This is sort of a companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. So every week, lots of stations that carry the DJV show and stations that don't. They get to know you ladies and what we do on the DJV program to a point. Because we're not strapped to the issues necessarily on the DJV show, but we do have important things to talk about with regard to these top 10 as a reflection of what other talk radio hosts and professionals are doing. So we go through the top 10 stories, and if we have time, the people list. I guess that we'll start at number 10 with a focus on Nick Cannon and the controversy regarding what he said. I've made it very clear what I think about this. I think it's complete nonsense. I don't know Nick Cannon. He's a pretty popular radio host, television personality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he said something that, in my mind, is quite true. He may have said it better. It could have been more explained. The controversy created by people who either want to create controversy, they don't understand what he said because they don't understand what the term Semite means, or they just want to sell newspapers or get people to watch their TV show, news show. That's
or
it.
His higher-ups are all Jewish and they were offended.
Also
that.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, I'll go with that. Yes. Uh-huh.
The people who run Viacom, all of his bosses.
Yep, all Jewish. Yep. Okay, so there it is. Do we have more to say
But I agree with you. I don't think he should lose his career over this.
No.
He handled it really clunkily, but I think that he should have. I think he's come forward. He's apologized. He said he's open to learning.
That he even has to apologize. Here's the thing. We live in America.
He apologized for the people that he offended, and I think
that's fine. If that's his choice, that's fine. If he was driven to that choice because he was afraid he was going to lose his whole career, well, then I don't know how meaningful that apology is to begin with.
Right.
But the idea that we're just jumping on people that we disagree with. So he says something stupid. So he says something hateful. Big deal. Live your life.
People
say
stupid, even
hateful things all the time.
There's nothing hateful in that, frankly. For me, anyway. I don't see anything hateful in it at all.
Well, I don't have a horse in this race, so I don't really care that much. But I know Jewish people were very offended by what he said.
It just shows you what the power of the news media is all about. When there was never any thorough explanation because nobody took the term Semite and explained what a Semite is.
Well, he also went on to say that white people were less than black people, and so that's where
pretty stupid. I didn't know he said that.
It was a longer statement than the one that you're aware of.
So that's just a really stupid thing to say.
Well, and that's why it's also, I don't understand why people go, so he says something like that. So let's look at how he lives his life. Do we really think that Nick Cannon is a racist? He works for and with Jewish people. His kids are half white. I mean, I don't know. To me, people's actions are far more, they demonstrate
Amen.
People, right?
Amen.
They demonstrate
Amen.
Who people are.
Amen. All right. Speaking of Jewish people, number 9, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court, there are two separate things here. The Supreme Court rulings about her health has gotten a lot of attention. Here's somebody is with Alex Trebek. What's the old expression, keep on ticking? That was the Timex thing after they take a licking.
It just keeps on ticking.
She's amazing. Was she 86? How old is Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Something like
87. I think 187.
Yeah.
I think I've said this before, but I think there's like some sort of sonar pulse that only liberals in the country can hear just to make sure she's still going. You know, the boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Because people want to keep
a lot of
women
Trump
for sure.
To replace her.
Yep.
Yep. I don't want any of that. All right. So that's number 9. Number 8, the lifting of the ban on federal executions. This seemed to be counterintuitive, or I guess maybe if it is counterintuitive, or it seems to be, it's only because it hadn't been dealt with for 20 years, or there haven't been any executions for 20 years. The guy they executed was a bad guy.
I think there were two or three this week.
Yeah, I think there were two. The first, I'm thinking of the first one. I didn't pay much attention after that to the others. So I don't much believe in.
I can't believe we even do this in
capital punishment.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's. I think there are some crimes that are so heinous that the people that get it deserve it, and that's just it. But if you're not sure about, and a lot of these people that get executed, well, frankly, a lot of people just go to jail down the road. Turns out they weren't guilty of anything. And so it's when you express the anger toward people who really didn't do anything in this sense, because what's the ultimate anger? The ultimate anger is killing somebody. So whether it's state-sponsored murder or whether it's somebody pulling a gun and robbing a store.
You know, when it comes to some people who are that bad, you have to look at the will and the want of the victims. And
I do.
You,
that's why I said I make exceptions for it.
I told you guys this before, but one of my best friends, her grandparents were killed by Richard Ramirez, who was the Night Stalker, and that was a serial killer that plagued the Los Angeles area for months in the late 80s. I mean, I was scared to death. I still won't live in a yellow house because that's what he targeted. But he not only killed the grandparents.
Really? I forget.
Oh, yeah. I won't do it. He ate their eyeballs and he raped her grandmother and really horrifying things. And I talked to her about it one day. She was pretty open about it. And she said the only thing that will bring my family closure is to know that he's no longer here. Now, he ended up dying on death row because we live in California. There's not executions. But you have to respect the will of the victims at that point. And there are some cases when this is the only right and just punishment.
Did you say that he killed people in yellow houses only?
Yes, not only, but that
was the... So, you know what color O.J.'s wife, you know, that if you go up...
House?
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't live in a yellow house. And he would,
well,
he
wasn't
would
that
target...
different time periods, though?
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, it's, it just came to my mind.
Yeah, trying to give you're trying to give the juice a way out?
I've driven by that house 100 times. No, I wouldn't give
someone lives there now?
Sure, I bet.
I can't imagine.
I think they got rid of the restaurant.
Yeah, they tore the restaurant down, but they didn't. The house is still there.
But yeah, he would go after houses that were close to the freeway and usually yellow. Sick.
Weird. All right, let's see. Let's move to number 7, our relationship with China. I don't know why that's 7. It ought to be number 1 or 2, as far as I'm concerned. I continue to ask the question. Jennifer has a partial answer, at least from the administration point of view, but I see the people in the Senate and the House just flat on their feet when it comes to this. My question remains, what are we as a country doing? What do you as voters expect to be done to get reparations from China for this worldwide disaster that the Chinese Communist Party and leadership in China have caused? What are we doing about getting reparation? What is the world? Many more countries are much more active about this than we are, and that begs the question why. Yes, Jennifer.
The only two people that I've heard actually really try to make a concerted effort of holding the Chinese accountable in Congress are Senator Tom Cotton and Representative Dan Crenshaw.
So where's everybody else? What are we doing?
Well, everybody's bread is buttered. Here's the thing, and I can't remember who wrote this article, but it was great, and I will try to find it, and maybe we can tweet it out at DJV Show. There was this article taking Hollywood to task for actually making the Chinese Communist Party sort of the ruling class of Hollywood. Hollywood would change scripts based on what the Chinese government would say.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people who make money off the Chinese, so I have to think that that maybe our legislators are in the same boat. Maybe a lot of them are in the pocket in some way of the Chinese, and they're afraid to speak out.
Let's check your portfolios, stock portfolios, and campaign contributions. Meanwhile, I told the story this week of needing a new refrigerator, and I've been on this campaign. I'm looking... on my farm, most of the folks who listen to this program know that I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster. And so when it comes to buying parts or supplies for the farm, I look far and wide. And I've instructed my people who buy things for the farm to not buy anything made in China. Pretty hard to do that, we are finding. But the latest example, my refrigerator went on the fritz this week. So I went on the hunt, and it took me 2 days, stopping at 4 or 5 places each day to find a refrigerator that was not made in China. That's how bad it is. And when you put 2 and 2 together and you understand what really is going on, so here's another example of the Chinese wrapping up everything and taking advantage. First, they start the virus, creates problems around the world with the supply chain because all the factories closed down. Well, so they said in China they closed their factories down. They did for a couple of weeks, but then they forced, you know, the whole business with the Muslims and the forced work camps. They forced the Muslims that they have in their country to go to work in these plants to build, go back to building whatever it is, like parts for cars and refrigerators and all of that stuff. But I finally found...
Yeah, they forced the Uyghur population, that's one of the Muslim populations, to basically be canaries in a coal mine.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what they do. And nobody, you don't see that headline in the news media. Meanwhile, by the time I was done yesterday, I had been to 7 different stores, a couple of them twice, and I finally decided I didn't need one. I made arrangements so that I, even though mine's on the fritz, I used an old one to hold my food until I could get what I wanted, which turned out to be a refrigerator that is assembled in America with parts made in Canada and Mexico. Okay? That's the best you can do. That was the best I could do. And it's an RCA Whirlpool. Well, they don't call it RCA anymore. It's a Whirlpool. So if you're looking for something that's not made in China, you can't, most of the other brands...
I like Whirlpool. That's a good brand.
Whirlpool's good. So General Electric? Nope. No more. General Electric. Chinese company owns them. And a half a dozen other companies that make refrigerators. So you see how we're getting screwed. And we're learning
ourselves. Well, I do applaud you for all that research, because now if I buy an appliance, I don't have to do the research. I know to just buy Whirlpool.
You should actually start a website. You should start a website for people who are looking for that stuff.
Yeah, I should do a lot of things that I don't have time for. Podcast on where to find, right? How about we do that? Let's do a podcast on where to find a new refrigerator. Excuse me, not made in China. All right. I'll fix my voice. We'll pause here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To the Talk Radio Review, the ladies from the DJV show and I are here to go through the numbers. It's a Victoria Keelan Day, Jennifer Horn Day, Doug Steffen Day. We've been through, let's see, number 10 is Nick Cannon, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 9, the executions 8, our relationship with China 7. I'm going to say something. I just got this email from somebody, and it's a post, so I'm going to read it. And I'm going to just let it go where it may. This fellow's name is Larry, and he said, I don't try to raise many feathers. Once in a while, I take a chance. I don't want anybody to look askance at me. I'm an American. I was an Eagle Scout. I do the Pledge of Allegiance. My parents were fraternal organizations, belonged to the Moose Club and the Elks Club. I love my country. I love the land. I love, you get the drift here. He tells about the story when he was a young man. His family only bought General Motors products. Their family taught him that if you didn't support our communities and buy American, you were killing American jobs. He said, I was ignorant. We all say stupid things when we don't know enough about a thing. I am sure I still do it, but I am far more careful now and often reserve judgment, knowing I probably don't know enough about a situation, and I don't want to say something dumb that I'll have to retract later. We are conditioned. Our parents told us how to and what to buy, and many of us stayed with that. And so he goes on to talk about what he buys and why he buys it. He says, look for what works. And don't buy what doesn't work. Basically saying buy things that are good for you, and it's not about where it comes from, it's about whether it's good for you. I don't agree. Well, I guess I do to a point. We all kind of vote our conscience, and we all kind of follow our wallet when it comes to making decisions about things.
Shop their conscience, and I try to do that.
Yeah, well, I do. That's why I made the comment with the Chinese. I'm not buying things that are made in China. Am I going to have to buy a few things? Maybe at some point in time I'm forced into it.
Unfortunately,
but it's time for us
reality.
To wake up, and that's what he's saying here. I didn't pay any attention to where things came from.
Yeah,
it's time we do.
That's the point, is that it is so hard. And I think I told you guys, too, and you can probably kind of just agree with this statement. A couple of years ago, my friends tried to buy only American-made Christmas gifts for their whole Christmas season. And there were a lot. There was a lot of Corningware, and there was a lot of Yankee candles, because it was really difficult to find anything. You want to try to find someone a shirt that wasn't made in China, please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think the fact that you're talking about this, I respect it, because I think we have to bring back at least some of our American
We're not even making an attempt at it.
I mean, okay, forget the shirt, or forget, you know, the Kathy Lee Visa tag or Barbara Mandrell Visa tag made in the USA. But for the stuff that's of the that makes us the most vulnerable, like our pharmaceutical industry, like our PPE, that stuff needs to be made here so that we can control it. We can control the
It's like crickets from Washington. Where's the House? Where's the Senate on this? Where the hell are they?
Like I said, there are two people that I've heard talk about this, and it's Tom Cotton, the senator, and Dan Crenshaw, the representative, and both of them put together a joint bill that went nowhere to take China to task and to incentivize American business to come back.
All right.
And I think Marsha Blackburn, actually, I will give her credit, too. I think she had something about the Chinese as well.
Food for thought. Frustrating, exasperating, isn't it, huh? Number six. This is Victoria's Bailiwick, that Twitter hack. You want to explain, if people didn't hear what went on, what actually did go down, Victoria?
Yeah, it was the largest hack that Twitter has ever experienced, and unfortunately, some people lost some money, and they targeted every major name. I don't think Trump was targeted, though, actually, now that I think about it, but pretty much every other big name was, across various fields, celebrities, President Obama, Joe Biden, everybody. And so Elon Musk, his...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House firing back at some recent comments made, both written and spoken, by Maryland's Republican governor. Harsh comments about the administration's handling of the pandemic. Yesterday, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Governor Hogan is practicing what she calls revisionist history. Hogan says his harshest remarks, which recently appeared in a Washington Post op-ed, were actually taken from his upcoming book, which has been finished now for nearly 2 months.
And I think they've made some improvements since then, quite frankly. But early on in the crisis, there's no question that there were serious mistakes that were made.
A third federal execution this week is to be carried out today in Indiana, as Dustin Lee Honkin was convicted of killing 5 people, including children, to protect his Iowa meth operation in 1993. And this is USA Radio News.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there is no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states. Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Colorado is recording its first human plague infection in 5 years. State health officials reporting yesterday that a person who was infected with the plague earlier this summer has since recovered. The strain of the plague in this case is in the blood and cannot be spread to other people. The state health agency saying the person who was infected had contact with squirrels that were sick. A squirrel recently did test positive for plague in a Denver suburb. The new National Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number will be 988. The FCC unanimously approving the new digits. Service providers will need to direct 988 calls to the Suicide Lifeline by mid-2022. The FCC says the number will make it easier for those in crisis to quickly get the help they need. More than 50 life-sized dinosaur robots are up for grabs in an auction next month. Langley's Able Auctions in Canada selling these lifelike robot dinosaurs as well as authentic fossils. The CEO of the online auction site saying that telling the Vancouver Sun he's already had people reaching out eager to buy a dino for their front yard. While the auction house didn't say where they got the items, they did say that all of them are part of an international touring exhibit, or were. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm here to discuss the people and the stories that are part of the overview this week. As I mentioned earlier, it's a companion piece for the official Talk Radio Countdown show. And one of the things that is sort of a sidebar conversation but yet got a lot of attention this week, the story of, I never pronounce her name right, Victoria, Ghislaine?
Yes, that's silent, yes.
Okay, all right. So what's the, she's in jail, not in jail, where is she in jail?
She got
a lot of money,
where
do I know?
Yeah. She is behind bars. Yeah, she's behind bars, and she is at the Manhattan Correctional Facility where El Chapo was a guest, and her ex-buddy, Jeffrey Epstein, was also a guest who never, it was the Hotel California for him. He never got to check out.
I'm going to bet that it could be the Hotel California for her, too.
That is definitely a lot of speculation about it. She certainly, we know that she has a lot of money. That is all hidden. She has. This week we found out she has a secret husband. She refused to even name him in the pretrial proceedings, and so... She's
imagine
obviously
marrying
a flight
into
risk.
That. Can you imagine?
Oh, I mean, she's so messed
why would
up
you
in the head.
Marry her.
Well,
right? Yeah.
Well, I think she paid him to marry her so that she could transfer stuff into his name. I think that's really what happened. And I don't think it's a real love match, but Yeah, it's a mess. So anyway, so her $5 million bail was denied, so she has to sit in jail at the Manhattan Correctional Facility until next July when her trial begins, if she's still around.
And that's because the argument's being made that she is a flight risk, even though her lawyer said, oh, she's not going anywhere, but she has three passports, she has all these connections.
Right. Fake names.
She can get on a private plane, go out to Teterboro or someplace that nobody looks at, and jump on a plane, see you later.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting that they are moving her around every single night. They move her cell to cell because Bill Barr, who's the attorney general, said you have to keep her alive, obviously, because Jeffrey Epstein hung himself.
Didn't make
They're
it.
Watching
Didn't
her.
Make
like
the cut.
And also, Ghislaine Maxwell is the one, a couple days before Jeffrey Epstein's townhouse in New York got raided by the FBI, Ghislaine Maxwell is on street cams walking into that apartment and walking out with stuff. And so she has the hard drives because he filmed every single sexual escapade, every room in that townhouse, and it's a big townhouse, every room had cameras in it. And he admitted to some of the girls that he kept as sex slaves that he filmed every single person. So the list of famous men who could literally be taken down in one sentence with Ghislaine Maxwell's testimony, it's a long list. So a lot of people would not want her to make it until next July, just like Epstein.
A lot of time between now and then. Yep. A lot of ropes to trip on. Another name in the news this week, number five, is Mary Trump regarding that book and how it has broken records. Huge.
I'm surprised by that.
Sales. Staggering. Almost 1 million copies. The first day.
That was
day.
The first day, I know. Yeah. I'm very surprised by this.
Who's reading it, I wonder?
That's what I'm
Not
wondering.
Now, who is reading it? Who would be candidate? What, have you
Obviously
talked about this
somebody.
On your local show in L.A.?
A little bit. We listened to a little bit of her. She did an interview this week with George Stephanopoulos and talked a little bit about it. The problem is she doesn't have a lot of receipts. She doesn't have a lot of proof. She makes a lot of claims. She was actually in the Oval Office with the president in 2016 and was comforting him a bit, saying, don't let these people get you down. And now she's changed her tune, saying that he needs to resign. So it's, you know, is it an opportunistic move? Are people really interested in Trump and behind the scenes? Yes. Do they want to hear negative stuff about him? Yeah. So I think she's playing into that appetite. And I guess those are the people who are buying the book.
The only thing I found funny about it was that when she was like 12 or 11 or something, when Donald was still married to Ivana, that they gave her a re-gifted gift basket and they took the caviar out, so she got like salami and cheese. She's 11 or 12 years old. That to me is the only fun. Like, that's like, I don't need to read the book. I just laughed at that. I thought that was hilarious.
That may tell the story. But when you compare it, we had, John, over the years, I've grown weary of talking to people who have tell-all books, and so we don't, on the DJV program, actually do many interviews with anybody because I find that it becomes, I think it's bad listening, bad radio. At any rate, I made an exception for that, inviting John Bolton to come on, and we actually, the three of us, had a pretty good conversation with him. And if you look at the stats, that book that he talked about, The Room Where It Happened, has sold it sold almost 800,000 copies in the first week. But that compared to Mary Trump's book selling almost 1 million copies the first day.
Yeah.
One, and compare it to Bob Woodward's 900,000 books the first day when he was out with Fear. That was the name of the book. And then Comey's book sold 600,000 copies at the end of the first week. That was a waste of time.
I guess John Bolton's book, if you're interested in taking down President Trump, you'd probably be more interested in Bolton's book, because this book is more about her claim that he cheated
Mary
on the
Trump's
SAT.
Book doesn't help his image either.
Well,
no, I think people are. I think people are more interested in the details of like regifting and I think that's the kind of salacious stuff that people are really more interested in than boring John Bolton. Like Doug said, well, congratulations, sir, you got 800 pages out of one phone call or whatever it was. So
Anyway, I wouldn't mind having her on if you can find her, Victoria. I think that might be an interesting conversation to have.
That's a huge ask.
Well, we'll see what happens. All right, number four on our countdown, the Black Lives Matter movement, some of the violence that's connected to it, and this whole issue of what to do with the local police. Do you take money away from them? Do you reorganize the department? People who are soft in their brain and the head think it's okay to defund them. So you keep thinking that way and see what happens. I don't get why anybody thinks. I'm not sure. I think people get onto this bandwagon like so many others, and they don't think through. They don't even understand what the lingo is about. Do you know what defunding?
It's a horrible term. It was a wrong choice. Yeah. You know, but like in our community, they've decided that, and I think in New York City they're doing this too. You know, you shouldn't call the police if your neighbor's music is loud, but that's what people do. So peace officers, which used to be a thing, is actually that's one solution that a lot of communities are saying, okay,
community
so this is a trained,
service.
Yeah, this is a trained person who can write a ticket if needed, and if your neighbor's music is loud, or you know the garbage can is crossed over onto your property, people call the cops for that. So it's just people rely way too much on the police, and restructuring that to have someone who's you know like a community security guard or whatever, that's part of the dialogue, and I think people are missing that because this headline of defunding, that term, is freaking people out.
Yeah. It's not appropriate
at all.
Well,
it should, because in L.A. they've defunded and they've gotten rid of things that used to serve a lot of the most vulnerable.
How do they get away with any of this stuff in Los Angeles?
They got rid of the gangs unit, the special victims unit.
You have no common sense?
No, they have no common sense.
How do we grow so many people in one state? It's like a weed. And the people who have common sense are moving.
Yeah, but the gangs thing, I was reading some of the stuff from California. There were cops who got busted for falsifying records saying it was gang related activity, and it wasn't.
It was a separate thing. That was with the Cal Gang database, and those cops
the database,
were three of
right.
them. And there were three of them, and those cops were like,
what was their incentive for that? Just upping the numbers so they justify their jobs?
Yeah, so maybe, what's going to be left of California?
Getting
you know,
rid of plainclothes cops.
Future.
That used to take guns off the street? Bad idea.
The homeless people, the gangs, and lunatic liberals. That's what's going to be left in California.
Isn't that already what's there?
Yeah, kind of.
My family, Jennifer's there. And then Jen.
And I spend 4 months a year there as I can. But I will tell you, the political realities of that state, I owned property there for, 14 years or so? 15, 16, maybe more than that. I'm trying to remember 2001 to a couple of years ago. So, yeah, 15, 16 years. I would never own property there again. Never.
Well, the homeless situation is just
and
awful.
That place I lived in last year, you know, it was a nice neighborhood, quiet neighborhood in Venice, and it was horrible. My car got broken into twice in the first 2 weeks I was there. I've never had my car broken into before.
Yeah.
They walk right up to you on the street.
Yep.
And it costs you.
Why
is
that?
Because
they declassified crime. So all the stuff that used to be felonies, it's now misdemeanors. So people know that they can commit crimes, and they'll probably get a ticket. If they get arrested, they get let out of jail. People commit multiple crimes in the same day because we don't want to be tough on crime because we want people to have a chance. Well, while they're getting your chance, your car's getting broken.
Anybody who's got any brains moving out, moving to San Antonio, Austin. To Flagstaff, Arizona.
Austin can't even handle any more people.
No, California.
Austin is just, it's swelled up so quickly that they didn't have the infrastructure for it. I have a friend who got transferred to Austin, when he got there, he's like, oh my God. He's like, the rent, just everything has just exploded in Austin.
Bananas.
It's a cool place to live, but it's tough. Mm.
Willie lives there. Number three. Coming up in a moment, the focus on the presidential race. Oh, yes, there is a presidential race. That's going to be the third rail after the COVID and the Black Lives Matter movement. You wait and see as things get heated up this fall. We'll get to that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A recent study has found that using emojis, those happy, sad, or angry-looking faces, is an easy way to track quality of life for cancer patients during and after treatment.
Patient-reported outcomes are important for multiple things. So at the time of diagnosis with cancer, there are multiple factors that we know are prognostic, so they'll predict how a patient will do. Then moving forward, they're also very helpful to track patient symptoms and how they're tolerating treatment.
Dr. Carrie Julie Thompson, the lead author of the study, says patients were first asked to rate their quality of life and fatigue from 0 to 10.
The very next question was the same question, but showing them 5 possible emoji faces. And what we found was that the faces track very nicely with the traditional numerical score.
Not only was it effective, but Dr. Thompson says patients liked having the emojis as a means of communication. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Vivian Williams.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started off didn't. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, number 3 here on our review of the hot hits in talk radio, the presidential race. I thought it was interesting this week, Biden and his team put out a lot of position papers on important social issues. I don't know whether that went noticed or not. I saw, read 2 or 3 things that have come from them. And interestingly enough, Bernie Sanders is having quite the sway on a lot of the policies that they're putting in their platforms. You know that, ladies?
I did.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
His platform is Bernie. Elizabeth Warren also having a huge impact on it. In fact, Axios just wrote a story about it this week. And AOC, too.
Yeah, great.
Well, you have to appeal to all branches of the party. It can't just be, you know, one thing, or else Democrats are not going to vote, and we're not going to get anywhere as a party.
They have to appeal. They have to appeal to the AOC Bernie a thing to make sure they get where they want to go. Number 2 and number 1, all about COVID and the health care situation, the argument about masks, to mask or not to mask, when is school going to open, the whole business. The one thing that came out this week was a review of what we said in March, summertime would stem the tide of the virus. Nope.
Nope.
That hasn't quite happened. And so you wonder, okay, well, because it has mutated 18 times. And you don't hear the news media talking about that either. They're still busy scaring the hell out of everybody.
Waiting for a vaccine.
It's no more, and the vaccine's going to be no good anyway because it's about the first incarnation, not what's presently there today or will be when they release the vaccine. Thank you, ladies.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. The big news this week, the Bronco. We had Nick on a couple of times on the DJV program to talk about this reality, the announcement, the pictures, all the excitement. So now how is Ford going to get you into these things? How are they going to ramp up production? Or do they need any help? There seems to be a lot of excitement around this, Nick.
Yeah, that's huge excitement. It's really dominated the automotive landscape for the week. Everyone talking about it. I've seen pictures of people on social media posting screen captures of their orders, what color they chose, what sort of packages they chose. Everybody telling me, I'm going to have this one. I'm going to go this color. I'm going to have this option on it. And to be honest with you, it's getting a little old for me because I decided not to order one.
Oh, you did? Oh, I thought you were going to order one.
Yeah, no, I decided, you know, like I'd let all the fun die down. When the Marquee came out, their electric SUV, I ordered two of those. And then now I'm like, well, who can I get to buy these for me? The biggest problem is by the time it arrives, Doug, I'm sure it's an amazing vehicle, don't get me wrong, but by the time it arrives, there's going to be something else shiny on the shelf that I want.
Right.
I'm just like every other American.
You drove one of them, right?
No, we didn't get to drive them. We got to sit in them. The drive will come later in the year. The ones that we had were sort of stationary models that had to be pushed out by a truck. They don't want anyone driving them for another few months. They're still fine-tuning them.
So are they making it easy for you to buy these things, the prices? What about getting financing, all of that stuff? How does it work?
Well, you'd think after they sold out all of the first editions in a matter of minutes and they crashed the website, wouldn't need any help. But Ford, interestingly enough, came out with 0% financing on these vehicles up to 72 months there. They're throwing them at people, which is interesting.
Mm. What will that do to the market? Sure. So what do you think, how will these things hold up in terms of resale? That's what people always, well, if you're in a lease, you want to know that because that's how the lease payment is figured. Or if you're like me and you buy two-year-old cars off of lease, you want to kind of know what to expect. So what are we getting into here?
Well, it really depends whether they limit production or not. If these things are freely available and everybody can get them as much as they want, why would you pay for a used one which drops a few thousand dollars when you could just add maybe $5,000 there and buy a new one? Mm-hmm. So as long as Ford have no limit on the number they produce, they will probably sell the everything they can make for a long time to come, unless, of course, you know, the Jeep come out with something that's better, which is highly possible.
Yeah, yeah, of course it is. They're very that's a company that is now to well, not that it wasn't always something to contend with. American Motors, I think, owned it. Well, wasn't Jeep when they first started making them after it was Willys? No. Was it? Yeah, I think it was Willys made the first Jeeps for the government, right?
Yeah, so it's actually interesting that there was Willys was the name of the vehicle, but Ford actually designed the body of the original Jeep, and then there was a different transmission and engine in it, and Ford originally sort of owned that company, and then it ended up in the hands of Jeep, and now it's called the Wrangler, which they may regret, by the way, in the future. I think the more of these vehicles that come out, the more people will buy. Everybody's into these boxy SUVs where they can do the Mad Max thing, so that's what's hot right now.
Why do they? What is there about that that turns people on? You ever wonder, like that boxy Mercedes that people pay so much money for? Those are the ugliest damn things to come down the pike in decades.
I think one of the reasons is because everybody is getting these teardrop shaped SUVs, and everyone's kind of tired of it. Nobody's doing the boxy stuff. I mean, Jeep, Land Rover, and Mercedes G-Wagon are like the three vehicles out of the 16 million that we sold last year that actually had some sort of capability look to them. So there's a huge amount of the audience that wants them.
So Chrysler is getting a new name. Are we still going to call the cars Chryslers, or what are we calling them?
Yeah, I don't think the brand's going to change, but the overall company is going to change. They're getting together with Peugeot Citroën, which are, of course, a French company. They're going to do a 50% merger. They chose the name Stellantis, which it's not a medication, if you were wondering. It's also it's not a city.
I gotta go see my proctologist to get a Stellantis. Is that what you say?
Right. Exactly. It'll be the Stellantis group, but you'll probably see Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chrysler. They'll still be there.
Well, they're the names that mean something to the people who buy cars. So, and they've done a pretty good job. I don't know about the Peugeot side of it because they make pretty crappy cars, but the Chrysler brand in America, I think, means something more these days.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.